The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Daniel Van Kirk.
I am here.
And our guest on the show is our favorite murderer because she murders this episode. Karen Kilgariff, thanks for joining.
It was my pleasure. What a joy.
We talk about swords.
Oh, yeah.
Sword stores.
A guy who might have deserved to get attacked. Yeah. I'm not saying he did, but he might have.
He's an athlete.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
That's all you need to know.
Talk about
Claudia and her life changes.
Tiny Sasquatches.
Tiny Sasquatches.
And the Sheboygan Clogger.
We need the town's help on that one.
This is it. It is Sword Stores, Tiny Sasquatches, and the Sheboygan Clogger with Karen Kilgariff. You have to listen to this week's episode of Dumb People Town.
Previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
I give you Master Lopree.
Kevin Weathers, is that you?
So Dangerous Danny contacted me about a week ago, saying he had made a major discovery. So we headed out there, only to find out that it was a trap laid by the Discovery Channel.
What would the Discovery Channel want to do with you?
They mentioned something about a...
I'm not sure what it is or why they think you have it, but if they do, this is serious.
Then what do I do?
This weekend is Crypto Mundo in Las Vegas, the biggest cryptid convention in America. This is where you need to be if you're a legit cryptozoologist. Fortunately, my old friend the Sandwich Man is going to be there, and when I told him what was going on, he jumped on the opportunity to help.
Wait, are you talking about the Sandwich Man? Of the Sandwich Men?
Who are the Sandwich Men?
Oh my god, only my favorite 90s Cryptotronica band.
The Sandwich Man will know what to do. You get to him, you get to victory. You'll have to be careful, though. I have no doubt that Discovery will be there, since this is the biggest night in cryptozoology.
Las Vegas, New Mexico. Las Vegas is in Nevada. Wait, is this you?
Yeah, that's me. Just another K-Mix, baby. And we're going to the real Las Vegas. Las Vegas, New Mexico, where the real players play.
What? But you said we're going to the MGM Grand Ballroom.
Yeah. Manager Jerry Mendez's grand ballroom at the Knights Inn in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Oh my god, did you think we were going to Sin City? Ugh, stop thinking with Little Taylor for once.
Well, here we are, in front of the Las Vegas, New Mexico City Hall, where a giant bronze statue of their most beloved citizen, the late, great Patrick Swayze, stands. Kevin says he pays respects to the original Sway every year. He stands in silence for 45 minutes. He says each minute represents one Swayze movie. He then lays in repose for another 31 minutes to represent the great Swayze's TV shows, all of which were, quote, way before their time. In all, it's a grand total of 76 minutes in silence. We're just about halfway.
Shut the fuck up! Show some damn respect! Have you no sense of tradition? Now I gotta start over.
Look, I'm sorry. Please, I'll be quiet. We don't have to start over. I'm just trying to do my job.
Well, do it where you won't interrupt P. Sway and I. Got it?
Fine. I'll be in the van.
You'll be in headquarters.
Master Kevin has informed us to keep it down, sir.
Sorry, didn't know you were on.
Always on, always watching.
Okay. Come on, Kevin. This has gone on too long.
God damn it, Taylor. HQ, roll the windows up.
As you wish, Master Kevin.
You've been able to control the windows this whole time?
Master Kevin says automatic windows make a man weak.
What? We're leaving? Aw, oh, I was hoping we were going to reenact some roadhouse scenes first.
You should have thought about that when I was paying my respects. It's too late now. We got to go meet Lopri's contact.
Oh, that's right, the Sandman. You know, I still don't understand how a washed-up 80s pop star is going to help us.
The Sandwich Man is king of the crypto jams, you fucking idiot. Top-selling crypto-tainer in the biz. We should be honored he knows who we are, let alone wants to help us.
Oh my god. How is he able to afford this place? No way the cryptotainment business pays this well.
Stop gawking, Taylor. It's rude.
Ah. Welcome to Castle Sandwich, gentlemen.
Hi, Mr. Kevin. It's me, the sandwich. A friend of mine said you'd be expecting us?
Indeed. Lopri filled me in on the whole discovery situation. I have a plan that will set the record straight and should get them off your backs for good.
I'm willing to do anything at this point. I just want to be able to go home without fearing that the same men behind Naked and Afraid come knocking at my door at 4 a.m. with nothing but a 9mm and a shovel.
Okay, well, yeah, this is going to solve that write-up for you.
Jesus, take it easy, Taylor. Sorry about him. So, what's the scoop? Are we rolling out now? When does this party start?
Tomorrow, Wunderkind. You and your friend will be posing as the other members of the Sandwich Man. We are going to be Cryptomundo's entertainment!
Oh, yes, what? Shut the sliding door. I could never even dream of this moment.
And how is playing music going to get Discovery off our backs?
Well, the Finding Bigfoot team is scheduled to give a grand finale lecture at the end of the event, and no one gets on stage without being played on. When the time comes to put Discovery on, we hit them with a recording of their goons murdering Lance.
And bada bing, shenanigans bong, we got ourselves the bad guys.
It's late. And you've been having me play the air keytar for the last 4 hours. I appreciate that, but I promise that when tomorrow comes, I'm not going to know how to work an actual keytar.
You pick that air keytar off the ground and you put it back on. We still have 6 more Sandwich Man albums to burn through.
Welcome to Cryptomundo, where all your crypto dreams will come true. Tickets, please.
Stay close, and let me do the talking.
I can't believe I get to wear the fangs and smock of Baron Von Keystroke. Oh, you are looking good as Cool Chris. Very few people can pull off a Tommy Bahama like he did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, man. We need to keep our cool. People are starting to notice us. If any of these fans ask me a question, they're gonna know I'm not the real Cool Chris.
Shush! Let me take the lead from here. Follow me to registration table and do not say a word. One false move, and we're done. Discovery has peepers everywhere.
Boy, hi. Sandwich Man, right this way. Just in time to get set up.
So remember, boys, you won't actually be playing, so just sit there and look pretty. I'll do the rest.
Hey. Someone's coming to the stage.
Hello.
Get in your places.
Is this thing on, or is the Mothman here messing with my vibrations? I know it's on, bitch. Well, you know me. It's old Jackie back again, 5th years of charm. Or is it? Vegas, here we are. Cryptomundo! Now I know you don't want to hear me ramble on. All right, everyone, let me hear your squatch knocks. Don't you worry now. I'm gonna be here all night. That reminds me. I should probably do my job. Okay, settle. All right, now, while our first lecturer prepares, let me introduce the band for the night.
Pantomime your asses off, boys.
Out of retirement for the first time since Chupacella 95, the Sandwich Men!
Let's do it. Nickel. I show you my breakfast and you be my girl.
Dark bread and a pumpernickel, a Indian love and a Wiener Schnitzel. So proud and tickle my kugel. I give you my love, you're my sexual strudel. That's right.
Let me hear you give it up one more time for the Sandwich Men. And thank you, Coldplay, for opening. All right. Who's ready for Dr. Seymour Psy and the latest in Bigfoot psychology? Dr. Psy, get your butt on out here.
All right, please, everybody, settle down. There's a lot to cover. Calm yourselves. Thank you again. We've got much to discuss. Now, if you all direct your attention to the slideshow. What the hell? How did this picture... Folks, I am so sorry about this. This is not part of my show. Just a picture of my book, Big Feet Crossing Beyond the Dark Pines. Well, it delves into the pains and joys of being a Bigfoot. I have several copies for sale for $6. Just meet me in the parking lot. Thanks. Sorry again, folks. I don't know how that keeps happening, but let us return to the subject at hand, which is me and my journey into the psyche of the Bigfoot, or it is known to the natives, Sasquatch.
Is this guy for real? Shut up and be a respectful audience member.
And that is why the human will never know the pain that is to be Sasquatch. I thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Psy. And now, closing out the night with their love ballad, Bigfoot Long, please welcome back to the stage, the Sandwich Men!
Damn, Gorby's thought you could get one over on old Discovery, eh? Bob, what the hell are we gonna do about the other one?
Forget him, Bob. We were told to get these two only. And holy moly, Bob, take her easy. We still don't know what the boss wants. Get him in the van.
Burden, can you shut your toonie up back there, eh?
Yeah, wouldn't want to have to plug one of you poor fellows before we get there. Oh, jeez, could you even imagine, Bob?
Oh, Bob, the mess we could make. Be like getting a maple syrup stain out of my Canucks jersey. Oh. The boss would be so mad.
Hey, Bob, I think that whirlybird's coming after us.
Don't be such a loon, Bob. No one's coming after these Gorbies.
Don't you call me a loon, Bob. That whirlybird's right on top of us.
Well, don't you know? It's probably just the boss playing one of his pranks.
Deliver to me the hostages or face the consequences.
consequences.
Step on it, Bob. We lost him. Just like a French-Canadian girl loses her virginity during the maple harvest.
I don't know, Bob. Didn't you feel that thump on the roof? Why don't you stick your head out and see what the heck they dropped on us?
Good idea, eh? Oh, Greg Gretzky! There's a damn hoser up here! Hit the brakes, Bob!
Oh, you got it, Bob.
Let's go see who this maple-haired puck bunny is.
Pardon. You alive, sir?
Do you need medical attention? Oh, no. This is bad, eh?
How you figure, Bob? Stop the guy trying to stop us. Feels like a win-win to me.
But at what cost, Bob? At what cost?
Bob? Did his finger just twitch?
Overshung, assholes! Oh, I don't think so. Find somebody!
Wow, this Discovery boys knew what I was doing with his knots and gags. How naughty.
H. Sasquatch, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I thought you said you had it all covered.
Even the sandwich man can be overshunked. Brush yourselves off. I'll drive you back to your HQ. Those two goons should be knocked out for a while, but I think it's best you guys leave town. Fast.
I don't know how we're going to repay you for saving us.
Do not mention it! I'm sorry I failed you. But you aren't out of the fight just yet. Listen for yourself.
Giraffes. What do they really know about 9/11? Art Wells discusses all that and more tonight on Ocean to Ocean AM.
Ocean to Ocean has always fought for the truth. So what?
Well, I can get you some time with him. And if he likes you, he'll put you on the air.
Get the fuck out.
You get the fuck out!
How about we all get the fuck out? Those Canadian psychopaths were going to kill us. We should go into hiding or directly to a credible news source, like now.
As of now, all we can hope for is that they will think you two were scared enough by the threat of death that you keep your mouth shut. They have no clue you're going to Wells. The moment I call him to arrange it, they will know. They have ears everywhere.
Stuck between a frogman and a chupacabra. How did it come to this?
Fear not. I will distract those Discovery assholes for as long as possible. Just zigzag your way to California to throw them off. I'll make a call in 2 weeks, so be on the coast by then.
I don't know what to say. We really appreciate it, Sandwich Man.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't mention it. Just keep on this path, Kevin. There are many who are counting on you.
Wait, what?
Kevin, get your autograph and let's go. People are trying to kill us.
On Kevin's Cryptids.
Whoa, I thought we backtracked to Philadelphia to throw Discovery off our scent.
All truth and no play makes Kevin a dull boy.
Wait, Guy Fieri is here?
It's him, it's him! Oh my god, I'm so nervous. My heart is pounding.
Welcome to Flavortown, boys! Who wants some meatballs?
Oh, Mr. Fieri, me, please! Check out kevinscryptids.com for more information on the episode you just heard. And help us build the Kev Army by telling a friend. Don't forget to leave us a review, ya bish.
Hello, I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. He's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Pataki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how like just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like he's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm a
bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I
don't know what you want from me. And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I help people. She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My